recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one, and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Me'ilah, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Beit. We're holding at the end of the Mishnah, Yud Alev Amud Beit, and continuing right along here with the dinim of Me'ilah. At what point, moving on past the actual behemot, or the things burned on the Mizbeach, to the various dishunim. So, dishun, HaMizbeach HaPnimi VaMenorah, we've discussed what the din is based on V'Nicho Sham, which is to tell me that there's a din of Me'il, and again, we introduced our Mishnah with these Diyukim in the Pasuk, that there's a din of Me'il by Trumat HaDeshen. So we know the Deshen, but of course that's the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Trumat HaDeshen. There is no din specifically of V'Nicho Sham, that you have to leave the Deshen in a particular place from where we learn it as Me'ila. And that's a, it was Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad, that there was Me'ila even where Naaseh Mitzvato. That was a specific din by the Dishun Mizbeach HaChitzon. However, the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that Deshen would be the leftovers of the burnt Ketoret, because that's only what's brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Here?
Here,
and the reason I say here is because it's a very important point that it's here. Dishun over here means that which was removed from as ash. That's all it means. And that explanation includes the entire brisker of Shad in the question of the Tesis later as to why we need a Diak in the Gemara of Hadeshen, since it's a Dina Behetivot on the road. So brisker of is mechalik between the din of Dishun, which has nothing to do with the Neirot per se. Ve'etivot and Neirot means you have to clean out the Mizbeach. Doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah of taking something and doing something with it. There would be no Me'ila on leftovers at all. No, meaningless, yeah. This Dishun, and that's what we're talking about. How do we know that there's, besides Ve'etivot and Neirot, that there's a special din of Dishun? You're supposed to take the Deshen out and put it somewhere. That the Gemara is going to ask later. But that's anyway, that's I'm just including in his vort in the answers. Therefore, I tell you here, it means the actual removal of the burnt ash from, either from the menorah or from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. We'll see. But we learn this out of Psukim.
Is there any implication of being piled up? Is there
any...
No.
So, the Dishun, your sense of it, by the way, that there's implication of being piled up comes because you're subconsciously relating the concept of fat and rich, the dashno, right? Which means that your nefashot will be expanded,
right,
from the lashon of the tapuach, exactly. But the word deshen here has no such implications. There's no piling up or anything like that. So the dishun of the mizbeach apnimi and of the menorah, lo nehanin velo moalin, as opposed to the Trumat HaDeshen, where over there, there is, because of Gezerat HaKatuv, there is Me'ila. HaMagdish Dishun Batchila, Moalin Banat. This is an extremely confusing sentence, which, again, the Rashi, or the supposed Rashi, is Mefarish in a completely unacceptable fashion, which is that the word Magdish doesn't mean Magdish, the word Batchila doesn't mean Batchila. And basically what it means is that if somebody takes the Deshen where it was put next to the Mizbeach, since it's mixed together with the Trumat HaDeshen, and therefore it has parts in it that have to be from the Mizbeach Mo'alim, I don't have to explain to you how incredibly dofuk that shot is. And why don't we move on? So we have other pshatim that are suggested essentially by most of the Achronim, some of the Rishonim. Some involve changes in the Girsa,
which is preferable not to do. So let's assume that the pshat is hamagdish dishun betchila. Somebody takes the some suggest that somebody takes deshen, meaning out of their tanur. Doesn't mean the deshen, the aforementioned deshen, which is very strange because that's not called deshen. That's called the ether. So why we would call that deshen? Not to mention the fact that the next Mishnah talks about. When we're going to be talking about in the Gemara very soon, it talks about actual waste products. It says waste products, what the din would be. Why would I think that afer of a tanur is worse than waste products? That doesn't make any sense at all. So therefore, probably the most reasonable approach is that if somebody takes the dishon aforementioned where there is no me'ila, meaning, this is how some learned the Pshat and Tosfos, that this is what Tosfos means. So you take the deshet of the menorah, steal it, and are magdish it.
Steal it.
No, but you don't have the right to take it, but if you took it away from magdish it, you're magdish it, so then it starts a new magdish. You shouldn't think that something that has once gone, someone had compared this to the question of whether a mace after he's buried, if he is exhumed for some reason, does it re-usser him b'hanah until he's reburied? But anyway, so the kiddush of the Mishnah is over here. The according to that pshat, that even though something was nasik mitzvato, and you would think that therefore it is over as far as me'ilah is concerned, it is possible to restart the clock on Me'ila by giving it a new hegde.
Yes, by mace. These are not by mace. After he buries them, these are not by mace.
It's about cloaking. That's a shame. Is that considered to be nasik mitzvato, so to speak? You had a mitzvah burial. You became the mitzvah burial. What that pours it in the mate itself. Personally, I agree with you. Continues. The truth is, no, does not continue. The last piece of the Mishnah was absurdly stuck in here by the printer, and I am going to skip it. It belongs with the next piece of the Mishnah. So why don't we read it where
it's
it belongs? That's not its Torah at all. It's Lo Yizman. So, says the Gemara, Bishlama, Mizbeach HaKitzon. I have to tell you, this is adorable here. The Mefarish, as usual, doesn't say anything that's very useful. But Tosfos goes through, well, I'll tell you the pshat. Nah. Okay, but I got the real pshat. Not quite. How about this? He finally arrives at the end of many steps at the pshat that he does like. Okay. So, and this is the truth. This is the simple, consistent Gemara. The question is like this. By the way, this may be the secret as to why the Mefarish says his weird pshat about Hamamdish. Because he doesn't see why the Gemara is making an assumption based on the Mishnah that the Dishun, Mizbeach, and Pnimi, and the Menorah are connected in any way to the Medishun of Mizbeach HaChitzon. Unless we're Mefarish, the last piece, as saying that since they're mixed, oh, they are? They're mixed? Gosh, I never knew that. And that starts the whole Gemara. But according to Tosfos, we're simply taking it for granted that because of the placement, we're saying that until now we've been talking about the Dishum is Be'ach HaChitzon. So over there, if you're telling me the Dishum is Be'ach HaChitzon, ain't Marlimo Mashma that the Dishum, the other Dishum that's there, which is the Dishum is Be'ach HaChitzon, you would be Marlimo, which is what the whole Sugya was. And that's all. You don't have to come out to any of these other Pshat. Okay, if that's the Pshat, that's the weakest link in the Tosfos. But if that's the Pshat, so first of all, we want to know, look, Bishlema, you're telling me the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It says Beferish, V'samo Eitzel HaMizbeach. What gives you the idea that you are supposed to put the Desha of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah in the same place where you put the Desha of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? Where do you get that from? Mizbeach HaPnimi Menorah. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Kro, since it says by the Olata Oath, they sear it murato benotzata, and then it says, take that and put it etzel hamizbeach kedma el mekom hadesha. So obviously, it's telling you to put it in the same place where the deshen was put in the pasuk v'samo etzel hamizbeach. What is the point of mentioning The whole idea over here, again, of Makom HaDeshen, just say to put it Kedmon. So therefore, it must be coming to tell me that in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, I certainly don't need it to tell me anything about the Dinim of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, because it already said Eitzel HaMizbeach by the Deshen. We Rimet HaDeshen, and then V'samo Eitzel HaMizbeach. So why do I need another pasuk to mention that Makom HaDeshen is Eitzel HaMizbeach? So obviously it's coming to tell me there's other deshen here, and that deshen is the Mizbeach HaPnimi's deshen. Beautiful deal. So today when Yanu Mizbeach HaPnimi asked, and again there are 50 different approaches to each and every step, but I'm telling you this is the simplest, most clear cut approach, doesn't leave any, except for that weak link in Tosfos. It leaves everything beautifully explained. Ema idi ve'idei limizbeach hachitzon ve'ligboa lo makom. Why not say that both psukim are referring to mizbeach hachitzon? Ah, you say, but you already told me that v'somo eitzel mizbeach means that the deshen is eitzel mizbeach. True, but did it say kedma? No. So, since it didn't say kedma, I would need to know that the Mbokom HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon is not only near the Mizbeach, but it's also Kedma of the Mizbeach, which tells me where to the Mizbeach it's supposed to be. And therefore, I do need it to tell me that Dina Mizbeach HaChitzon. Answers the Gemara, Im Kein Lema Kro Eitzel HaMizbeach. If I would have said Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedma, and I would have left out the word al-Makom HaDesh, would I not have been able to learn out that the use of the word Eitzel HaMizbeach that appears both by the Desh, V'samo Eitzel HaMizbeach, and over here, when it's talking about Murata Benotzata, V'ishlich Eitzel HaMizbeach, that is the same place. Kedma. Why do I need to know that it's Makom HaDesh? The word Eitzel tells me it's the same Eitzel. Therefore, it must be my HaDeshen, Afilu Mizbeach HaPnimi is meant to be. This is the place of all Deshen. How do you know that that's even true of a menorah, which I would think is not considered to be the same as Deshen, Minolan? Deshen HaDeshen, no. The very fact that it could have said El Makom Deshen, it says El Makom HaDeshen, comes to tell me that there is a broader sense of Deshen, even where it's particularized to Ptilot and so on, which you would think is not the same as a Deshen of the Mizbeach Kamashron, even that goes there. So now we know all of them belong next to the Mizbeach. However, the only place where it says Visamo is by Mizbeach HaChitzon. Therefore, the only place where you have the Gzirat HaKatuv, that there's Me'ila afterwards, is Davke by Mizbeach HaChitzon. And when it comes to Mizbeach HaPnimi, since there's no din of specifically of Harama, there's no din of Me'ila either. So therefore it says, Dishon lo nanin velo mo'alin.
What happens after they put it there?
After they put it there, a miracle happens. And it disappears. It's swallowed into the ground. Maybe that's not so miraculous. But anyway. But it's Nivla b'mekomo. Nivla. Nun beit lamed ayin. Swallowed up by the earth. Maybe we should test its miraculous properties by your stepping on it and watching what happens.
But the same.
Is it like quicksand?
But the next morning it's not there.
Huh?
But the next morning it's not there.
That's right. We have a clean field. All right, we are ready with our presidential proclamation.
Dr. Heidegger Mishnah.
Torin, shelo higi hazmanan, uvnei onah she'avar hazmanan, lo ne'anin velo mo'alin. That's a little bit strange, but for some reason, the Mishnah insists that if it isn't yet time to bring these Torim, even though this runs counter to what we thought, in other words, you can certainly be magdish torim shelo higi hazmanan, that part's fine. B'nei onat she'avar hazmanan, why is that different than the case of the chataot ametot? Where things that are not usable at this point, not mamish metot, but that you brought afterwards, Lo Nenin v'lo Mo'alin, where we said before you are Mo'al, if it's not Holech to the Yam HaMelech. That the Gemara is going to ask. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I disagree with you partially. Torin shelo igia zmanam, I od Mo'alin behem. B'nei onash avar zmanam, lo Nenin v'lo Mo'alin behem. So in other words, Rabbi Shimon holds that mechuser zman, because that's basically what Torim Shlo Igiyah Zmanam are, they're going to be roi, but they're not roi right now, that mechuser zman is considered to be basically roi for the Beit HaMikdash, and that would have other implications. It has implications in Gabi Shechut Echutz, for instance, right? Which the Gemara is going to point out. Okay, says the Gemara, so Bishlam Rabbi Shimon, fine. Rabbi Shimon himself has explained his own reasoning. Kediktani time. So, Shoya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Harot Wila Akar Zman, Vigidisho Betov Zman, Areu Balota Sevein Bokaret. Rabbi Shimon holds that where you have, so here he's referring to Otov Edmino. Let's say you attracted the mother of this animal today for your kitchen, and now you want to bring the child for a korban. So you're not allowed to do that on one day. However, Tainas Rabbi Shimon, since tomorrow would be Kodesh, if you're magish at Petoch Zman and you're shechet at Bechutz, even though it's not royal at Petach HaMoed today, there's still an Yisrael Shechut Echutz, there's no Chiyav of Karet. This he has an extra pasuk for. And therefore, he's saying the same thing would be true over here, that since terms Shelo Igiyah Zman are just a question of waiting until you bring it on the Mizbeah, so why should there be no Mi'ilah? They're ultimately roi lemizbeach. They're just not roi lepetach today. Now the Rabbanan, how did they explain the difference between this case, Maishna, mibachuser zman? If it would be mamash bachuser zman, the din is that you are moel on it. So what is the difference between an animal that's a bachuser zman? How do we know this? Because we know the Rabbanan say that maaser behima before the eighth day, and miyomer shmini v'hala yeratzeh. So lechora, it's not roi for the mizbeach. Nonetheless, it's nichnas ledir lehitaser. You can bring it into your pen to let them out one by one, and the non-suitable for the mizbeach animals are counted among the 10 for which you take off maaser. So why do the Rabbanan feel that that is more shayach to the mizbeach, and therefore the maaser is chal, than the term shelo igiyah zmanam? Rich?
Yeah.
Should be exactly the same?
Birds should be like the animals.
Now, this, of course, is also another way of stating the problem that we had when we learned the Mishnah, which is, why in the world should something which is not completely royal mizbeach, but was royal mizbeach, and that, well, those were the cases, the behemoths that became possible we had before, but the chatot, we said, you're still moil on them. So why is this any different? Lamai said the question, one question is included in the other. As Tostis points out, therefore, answer the Gemara, it's very simple. It is mide dahave abba omu. There is a tremendous difference, remarkably, between birds and animals. And that is the simple level. That is, that a bird, you can't be poda with a mum. So since you can't be poda with a mum, and I say that with a little bit of hesitation, as I'll explain in a moment, since you can't be poda it with a mum, it's not aimed for pidyon, and therefore there's no din amidyon. Now the truth is, of course, that there are things which do passel a bird. Maybe a mum doesn't passel it, but as we saw, a mechuser aver, so it's missing an actual leg, would passel a bird. So Tosis points out that the Lashon over here of Hani Ofot, Kivan de'ein mum posel ba'ofot, these birds, since a mum doesn't passel ofot, elo ofot pidyon, at all, is lav dafka. Because it's not true that kivan de'ein mum posel ba'ofot. It's not a logistical problem. It's a conceptual problem. It means that the entire parsha of pidyon through mum has not been applied to ofot. Therefore, anything which prevents an oaf from being brought on the mizbeach, including mechuser zman, which in an animal would be the equivalent of a mum, and therefore there's a torat pidyon, by an oaf there's no torat pidyon, even including Bukhusar Aver, and this the Gemara proves in Menachot. Therefore, the Gemara doesn't mean literally. It's presenting it as if it's logistics. In reality, those logistics are an expression of a more fundamental problem, which is there's no Torat Pidyon on Ofot at all. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, we had this earlier, that Kachim Shemetu Yatsumi De Me'ila. If an animal drops dead, there's not going to be Me'ila on it. Yati Ula V'kamala Shemaitata. So Ula was saying this over, and Rav Chista said to him, it's ridiculous. Who's going to pay any attention to nonsense that you spout and that you quote the name of your Rebbe? This is crazy. Who ever heard of something that had Kedusha? I mean, undoubtedly we're talking about over here of a case where initially here in our mission where initially you had the Ofot that were kosher and then Avar Zmana. Now they're not kosher. They got too old. So the Bnei Yonah, Sh'avar Zmana. The Mishnah says, Lo Nenim V'lo Ma'alim. No. So, who is going to believe? He's asking, why would anybody believe what you're saying? How could Kedusha disappear? To which Ula replied, what are you, crazy? Read the Mishnah. The same thing happens in the Mishnah. Omer Leh Tikshe Matnitim Torin Shelo Higia Zmanam. And read this part. Now, Avar Zmanam could be referring to a case where you were initially Magdish, the Vnei Yonah, at a time when they were Royal Mizbeah. Now, the Zman was over, and that's it. You're no longer Mayalana. So, Vnei Yonah, Avar Zmanam, Lo Nenim, Lo Moalim, why don't you ask the same thing? Achinami, Nema, Kedusha, Shabam, Leichanacha. You could say, what do you mean? Why no Moalim? If originally you were mailing, so why are you not mailing? I'm like, okay, I surrender. Modina lakan. I'm moda that it's really mi'ila, and that it's only mi'rabbanan, but that actually there's not going to be real mi'ila on it. So, yes, when we talk about that there's no din, yotzi mi'dei mi'ila, dvar Torah, that was very advisedly said. You're 100% right. Dvar Torah, there's no Me'ila. Just like our Mishnah, that Dvar Torah, there's no Me'ila min Rabbonah. There's Me'ila. But I still have a question. Lekashim, I still have a question. On the other part of the Mishnah, you're talking about a case where somebody was Magdish, Torin Shaloig Yezman. And now you're saying that the halacha over there is Lo Nenim V'lo Mu'alim. So how is it that Mikara lo itbe mi'ila. You're saying initially when I magdish them because of the fact that they're not royal mizbeach, shabbos sha'at the kedusha, my kedusha doesn't bring mi'ila to them. So I don't understand. And then when it comes ro'i, what gives it a new kedusha? It's the opposite question that I asked. What gives it a new kedusha to be mi'ila later? Why is nobody chelik on the fact that obviously? Once they are, you're saying only lo yezmanam, but once they yezmanam, they have mi'ila, so the sof ipa mi'ila. How is there such a thing? So even on this, he said, I don't understand. It's also a Mishnah. How do you not know this din? We just had the Mishnah before about dam. What's the din of dam? Your magdish, the behema, the dam is not, we said it's kal, lechatchila, the terah said, anina tativ lachem lechaper, and so on. So why is this any different than dam? Ha'ika dam to mi kara let ba mi'ila or the besofit ba mi'ila. Ditznan dam betchila ein mo'alim bo yatzal anachal kidron mo'alim bo. Now this is a very problematic question. This Tosfos points out because it's only talking about mi'ila derabbanan over here. When it's yotzi anachal kidron, we say the rabbanan what goes for mi'ila because hekdesh has a monetary interest in it. Not because there's really Me'ila and Dam. So how are you going to bring a Raya from a Me'ila Derabbanan on a Me'ila D'Oraita? Okay, so this let's leave this because it reflects back on how he understands the entire part. Just raising the question. Don't think that you're crazy. It's something that's very problematic. And how do we answer it? So he says, well, that's different. there is Me'il in the Dam. When we said before there's no Me'il in the Dam, we weren't referring to any Dam. We were referring to Dam that was the Dam of the Shechita. So on that Dam it says, Ani natatil lachem l'chapera nafshatechem ki nefesh ko basar damo b'nafshat, so on and so forth. So damo is either from the l'chaper or the lachem or the who. But how about if somebody were just bloodlet from an animal? So the animal was ill and he lets blood. Yomarav, ha-mekiz dam l'behemat kodashim. If you just did hakazah over there, it's a surban on, you're even boiling bar. So since it does have me'ilah initially, when it's yotze anach kidron, it makes sense that we can restore a din of me'ilah. But
some of that blood came out. Besides what's
because the
before.
No, because the dam per se has me'ilah. It's just that the Torah gives a gzerat hakatuf that the dam that is yotze b'shchita is not me'ilah. But that doesn't mean dam doesn't have me'ilah. So me'ilah dam, I'm able to be geizer mitrabbonon on me'ilah of the dam that's yotze anach kidron.
So there. Restore its state. That's what you're saying.
No.
It had a moment of
no. No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Gemara's kasha ultimately, if it's asking from a state derabbanan, and it's we're asking how you don't see that that's nogea, the question that you're asking can only mean that the rabbanan do not create isurin where there would be no basis to such an isur midirayit, and therefore if there's no such thing as dam having any meila, how is it shayach to be geizer meila on the dam and nachal kidron? That's the question. And therefore, it must be that something can come in the Me'ila later. I don't care whether it's the Rabbanan D'oraita. That's basically the simple approach to Tosafos' question. Understand? The Gemara often does this. The Rabbanan are never geizer and never mitakein something that makes no sense with your right.
There was no framework for it.
Correct.
So here, since there was once a moment of Isser of Dam, basically what the Rabbanan are doing is saying, I'm going to impose that framework which pre-existed now.
I don't know whether you're trying to rescue what you said earlier. What you're saying now is not quite what you said earlier. But it's not quite, it's not what you meant, but it's not quite right either. You're trying to modify what you said to make it sound like it made sense initially. It didn't make sense initially, and it doesn't make sense now. It's slightly different. I'm not restoring a framework. I don't need to restore a framework. That's why you were looking for that particular blood. And that's not necessary. Once I'm able to recognize that something is ba lidei mi'ila, because it has shaykhus to mi'ila, that's, so he's saying, okay, but to say such a thing where there was no shaykhus initially to me'ila doesn't make sense. Right? So therefore, we're saying by the dam there is shaykhus to me'ila. So by dam, we have not in this particular effort, fine. But I'm not saying something completely crazy. Because there was me'ila, on some level there's me'ila madam. Well, how do you see from there that it's shaykh, that there should be me'ila, where there was no connection of this chayfetz to me'ila whatsoever? Is that really restoration of a framework? Is that the word me'ila makes sense on dam? I don't need to be that makbid on its being particularly. I don't need a specific framework. You're looking for a little bit more than the Gemara might be looking for. That's not possible, because every Shonim that has have to answer it better. But it's also possible that we're not that makbid on Gzeira d'Rabbanan. It has to make some sense. If it makes no sense, we wouldn't say it. That's what I'm saying. And therefore, I'm showing you over there, it makes sense even according to me. But I don't understand where you find a basis for something that has no shakas to me and suddenly comes to me. That's all I'm saying. Okay, Gufa. Omer v'nomer Rav, getting back to that statement. Amakiz dam, beimat kodashim, asur bahana'a umo'alim bo. Mati v'rabam nuna. I would imagine, where do you get the din of me'ilah on the dam? The Torah doesn't specifically say there is me'ilah on dam. The only thing that it says is that there's no me'ilah on dam. So how do you know that if you're makiz dam, because the dam is part of the animal. So if the animal is chayav me'ilah on the rest of the animal, what's the difference between the dam? Oh yeah? And what about the milk? You milk an animal by the same token, what should be the din, according to you? Ma'alim. Same way if you take out dam through a kasa, ma'alim, if you milk an animal.
Any
product. Any product. Oh, and yet, Motiv Rav Amnuna Chalav Amugdashim, or let's say Torim that lay eggs, Lo Danin Velo Malin. Why not? These are also products of the animal, part of their body. It's part of the body. Products isn't the right word. I allow body to confuse me. Not byproducts. Body products. Right.
Body products.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's a distinction.
Yes. So alone, it's like bedafka, you know. It's bedafka to go out to find the wrong word. Just to confuse me. And you're right, try to be nice. Catch a brain.
We give that as a word.
Okay. So you're saying it's part of the body. Why is it? I didn't hear. But chalav is part of the body also.
Is one brain working?
It's the same old joke. Right? Answers the Gemara. There's a big difference. How are you comparing blood to milk? What are you, Messiah or something? That when it comes, kikabrila gabi dam. All I'm talking about, blood is part of the body. Try having a body without blood, okay? Below dams, obviously, it's an essential part of the body. But chalav, I mean, you can do perfectly well having no milk and manage. So that's not considered to be part of the body. Mativ Rav Mesharsha. And what about the din of Hazeva or the perish of Bechatzer? It says, Ein Nanin. Ve'ein Ba'ali. Ve'yiplu Damea Lelishka. So you're not allowed to be nene from excrement, whether it's in a dung heap or whether it's freshly laid. That's the difference between zevel and perish. Zevel is that it's basically a compost. Zevel. So we use anything, all trash that's decayed, called zevel. Perish is it's fresh dung. It's in the chatzar. The din is, there's no me'ila on that. And yiplu damel elishka, which repashtut means, but if you're nene, since it's a nene, you're going to have to pay. What do you do with the money that you pay? You pay to lishkat hakazin. Tosfos says that's crazy. That can't be what it means. Because until now, and this goes back to the whole discussion that we had earlier, what does lo nanin velo mo'alim mean? Does lo mo'alim mean lo mo'alim even mid'rabbanan? Or does lo nanin mean lo nanin and there's meal d'rabbanan? And lo mo'alim means the oraita from the sugya before. It was clear, and Tosfos is davek to that pshat, that when it says lo mo'alim, it means even mid'rabbanan. In which case, if lo mo'alim mid'rabbanan, the difference between mo'alim mid'rabbanan, which is where you don't pay chomesh, and lo mo'alim should be you don't pay the keren. So how does it say you pay and you'd have to pay to the lishka? Therefore, Tosfos explains, this piece of the sugya, the coming piece, which we'll see in a moment, that when it says yiplu dameha, all it means is that the gizbarim have a responsibility to shovel muck, and they'll have to sell it for fertilizer and see to it that its money remains by hekdesh. Not that the person who is nene from it is nene and pays. Okay. Anyway, I'm asking on you, why does it say you're not mayal? Have you ever seen a body that has no waste products in its intestines? So why don't we view that as being the equivalent of blood as opposed to milk? And the answer is obvious. But anyway, al kanami lo mekayim below perish. Amri, my Ira, what kind of silly raya is that? Hadein perish. What excrement, look, it comes from the world outside, you know? It's not created by the body. It's min alma ka'atila. It's coming from food that it eats. This food leaves, new food comes in. What does it have to do with body products? Lafuke dam. Dam is migufa. It comes out of its own body. Hakatani lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alim. Okay, now the dama, the lishka, that part, that it has value, that is a riot to Rabbi Elazar. Diyama Rabbi Elazar, kol makom shamru chachamim, kadosh veino kadosh. Remember the chachamim give something this middle of the road din. Lo nanin, but lo ma'alim. But what is it? Is it kadosh or is it not kadosh? Or is it has value to Egdesh? Again, those who take the Gemara literally before, learn that that means that someone who is nener from it pays, but does not pay as he would, let us say, for a Me'ilan Kedushat HaGuf, where over there we would say, Damav Yiplulin Dava. Instead, Damav Yiplulin Lishka. Whereas according to Tosfos, what it means is, the Gizbar sees to it that the money accrues to Hegdish's account in the Lishka bank. Yeah, business meal, which is exactly what we are about to begin discussing right now. So the milk that comes from Kodesh animals and the eggs that come from Kodesh birds, as we just saw, all of this, however, would only be true by Kodesh Mizbeach, because since the din of Kodesh Mizbeach is defined by Kedushat HaGuf, there is no Kedushat HaGuf on the milk and on the eggs, because they're not roy for the Mizbeach at all. The da'at of the Magdish was not to give a Kedusha to those parts that are not for the Mizbeach as Kedushat Damim, and therefore have them set aside. And that was not the purpose of the Kedusha. However, the purpose of such a Kedusha to Kodesh Bedek HaBayit is precisely that. So when someone is magdish something to Bedek HaBayit, if he's magdish a chicken, then you will be mail not only on the chicken, of course this is the Me'ilah, that is a Me'ilah for Kedushat Damim, so you would be mail on the chicken, you would be mail on the Beitzah, if he gave a donkey for that matter, you would be mail on the donkey's milk. So it has nothing to do there with its suitability for the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, but this is an artificial distinction. If somebody would have given the Mizbeach a chicken, and let's say somebody would have given the Mizbeach a Torim, and said specifically, I don't want this Torah to be brought as a carbon. I want this Torah to be sold and use its money to buy a carbon. That's perfectly hegdish. And there, certainly, it would be exactly the same. But he has just as much in mind in his Kedusha, the eggs of the Torah, or the milk of an animal that he doesn't want brought to the Mizbeach. And it would be Kodesh, and therefore it would be Kedushat Damim, that you would be mail on. Why is the Mishnah artificially distinguishing between Kedushat HaMizbeach and Kedushat Bedek HaBayit, where in reality the distinction is between Kedushat Damim and Kedushat HaGuf? And we've spoken about this many times. This is the only time that the Gemara directly confronts this problem, is that in shorthand, we talk about Kedushat Bedek HaBayit as Kedushat Damim. But that's shorthand, because there's certainly such a thing as Kedushat Damim to the Mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, so what are you trying to say? About what? Elagabim Mizbeach, ki akdashah Kedushat Damim, loit ba'mi'ilah? What are you saying? That only if you would give something to Bedek HaBayit, then you have mi'ilah. But somehow, miraculously, the interest, the financial interest of Ekdash, when it comes to the department of Kedushat HaGuf, that is to say, Kedushat HaMizbeach, that department doesn't have in it financial interest at a banking department. It's exactly the same. Why would there be no Me'ilah? Omer of Papa, in fact, the Mishnah is Chisurin Mechasur. It's really missing. V'achi katani, you're meant to understand it as follows. This is only where it was meant to be brought itself on the Mizbeach. So then, there is no da'at to separately give Kedushat Damim to non-suitable components for the Mizbeach. But if somebody beferush said that he's being magdish Kedushat Damim Legabe Mizbeach, that would be no different than giving that thing to the Bedek HaBayit, and you understand yourself that Kedushat Bedek HaBayit has Mi'ilah, as we've seen a million times, and this would be no difference. Then it would be Nase Kamisha Higdisha LeBedek HaBayit, and therefore Higdish Tanagalet, Mo'alim Ba, Uvevet Sata, Magdish Hamorah, Mo'alim Ba, Uvechal Ba. Tishun mizbeach apnimi v'amnora lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. Hamagdish tishun betchila mo'alin ba. So bishlama mizbeach hachitzon dechtiba v'samo etzel mizbeach. But mizbeach apnimi, how do you know it's supposed to be put in the same place? Omar Rabbi Elazar de'amar kra. By olata of, it says nisirat murato ben otzota. And what do you do with it? You throw it, and therefore, wait a minute. Why can't they both be for the Mizbeach HaChitzon and to tell me that Kedma is the Mekom Hadashen? Well, because then all you would need to say is Eitzel HaMizbeach, because Eitzel HaMizbeach occurs as well in the Pasuk of Trumat HaDeshen. Why then do you need to say HaDeshen? Tafil HaMizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, and how about the menorah that you said? Menorah Minala? It could have said El Mekom Deshen. Why does it say Mekom HaDeshen? Therefore, we learn out from there both Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah. Now, somebody who is magdish, torin, shelo egiyaz manam, uvnei ona shavar zmanam, lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alim. Or, according to Tosfot, not hamagdish. Just the fact that they are now in that state, even though when he magdish them, they weren't. So, continues Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon omer, torin, shelo egiyaz manam, mo'alim ben. Vnei ona shavar zmanam, there I agree with you. Lo nanin, lo mo'alim. So Bishlam Rabbi Shimon, we understand where he's coming from, because he explains himself elsewhere. Kedektani taima, shaya Rabbi Shimon omer kol haro'i le'achar zman v'ikdisho betoch zmano areyu belot aser ve'in bo karet. But according to Rabbanan, my shlomim bechuser zman by ma'aser, that is nichnas ledir lehitaser. Ah. There's a big difference. Amri, because his man meeted Avea Balmum. Balmum on a behim is a bar pidyon. But ofot, because his man, even if they're like an of Balmum, hani ofot kivan de ein mum posel bofot. Therefore, ein lofot pidyon in this case, which is a different way to answer Tosis's problem. Omra, wula omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kodashim shemetu yatsu midet miyela dvar Torah. Yat ivulav karmel ha-shmaita. And Rav Chista said, it's crazy. Nobody's going to believe this. Man sham lachav Rabbi Yochanan rabcha. Kedusha shebem lechan alcha. I'm like, that's a problem. Matik shemat miti. Torin shelo yigi hazmanu uvnei ona. Take this. Sheavar zmana. Lo nenim velo mali. Why? If you were magician before, you should ask kedusha shem lechan alcha. I'm like, okay, I surrender. Modin alcha, and it's meila only min rabbanan. Fine. V'kasha leba. I have another problem, and that is me. By the way, Tosis in the end is doicha this pshat, but it's just the simplest pshat, which is why I say it. Miikav miri de miikara loit be meila. Well, the besof eat be meila. Why not? V'ika dam. Where mikar let be mila l'besavit ma mila ditznan dam batchila ein malimbo yatzal anach kidron malimbo. Yeah, it's a big difference because hatam nami there is mila mikara. The Amarav mekiz dam lebemat kodashim asur bahanau malimbo. Guf Amarav and Amarav mekiz dam lebemat kodashim asur bahanau malimbo. Undoubtedly, because it's part of the animal's body. But if that's the case, but if Ravam Nuna, the same thing ought to be true about milk and about eggs, and in reality it is not, because it says, Chalav HaMukdashim, Ubeitzei Torim, Lo Neni V'lo Mo'alim. Oh, my life, well, it's a big difference. Kikamino Gabi Dam. Dam is necessary, part of the body, Lo Mitkaimu B'lo Dam. Avo Chalav. What about Zevel and Peret? Shebechatzer, it says, Ein Nenin Vein Mo'alin, Ve'yiblu Dam Me'al Elishka. According to your logic, I'm not. Hachanami, Lo Mekayim Belo Peret. Ah, come on, my ire. I mean, Hadein Peret Min Alma Ka'atile, Azel Hayati Akrina, Lafuke Dam, which is Megufay. Hakatani lo nenin velo moalim. Now, the mavla lishkar, that is b'seil Rabbi Elazar. Domer Rabbi Elazar, koma kom shamlo chachamim, kadosh veino kadosh. What happens? And this is Tosis Pshat. What happens the way the Gizbar has to deal with it? The mav yiplu lishka. The raya that Tosis's approach is correct is that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say kol makom shamru nanin v'lo mo'alim. Ain lo nanin v'lo mo'alim. Why does he switch the language, Richie? The somit kadosh v'no kadosh. Because that's what he's talking about. Is it kadosh or isn't it? Does kadosh have financial interest in it or doesn't it? What do you do with the money if the financial interest? Perfect. Says the Mishnah, Chalav ha-mukdashim beitzei torin lo nanin v'lo mo'alim. B'med devarim amurim b'kotche mizbeach ava b'kotche b'lek ha-bayit hikdish tanegolet mo'alim ba u'bevetzata chamora mo'alim ba u'vchel ba. So what are you saying? Only because he gave it to the b'lek ha-bayit? What? And if you would give it to kedushat amim to mizbeach, it's no good? Of course it would. But if you would be magdish kedushat damim lekabim mizbeach, then it would be nas as the equivalent of a kishola berakabayit, and there the din would be higdish tanagolat malim ba uveitzata chamora malim ba uvchelba.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today we are holding on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. And we got up to the Mishnah, and what's interesting is that this Mishnah is be'etzem a continuation directly of the Mishnah HaKodemet, the Mishnah on Amud Beis, where there we discussed what the halacha is of Torim Shelo Higiyu Zmanam, where you have birds that are still immature and therefore not royal mizbeach. Or you have B'nai Yonah, which are only kosher while they're immature, which are now too old. In both cases, the Chachomim in the Tanakhama said, Lo Nehenin V'lo Mo'alim. Today, Rabbi Shimon tells us his opinion, which is different.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Rabbi Shimon Omer, I disagree with you. Torin Shelo Higia Zemanan Mo'alim Behem. Be'etzem, the I do agree with you in part, in that the B'nai Yonah are now Ovazman, I mean they will never be kosher again, and therefore they lose the Me'ilah because they're no longer Ruhim for Kotche Hashem. But I disagree with you about the Torim that are still immature, which will be mature, because since ultimately their usage is perfectly suitable for the Mizbeach, therefore you're Me'il on them now as well, because it's just a matter of time till they'll be brought in the Mizbeach. Now, says the Gemara, that makes a lot of sense. Bishlema Rabbi Shimon, Kediktani Taima. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita all over. For instance, say Rabbi Shimon Amer Kala Roi La'ach Azman, V'gdisho B'toch Zmano, Hareyu B'lot Ta'aseh V'en Bo Karek. There the reference is to Shchita B'chutz. So we know that the only time that you're Chayef Karet on Shchute Chutz, something that's brought outside of the Beit HaMikdash, instead of putting it on the Mizbeach, is if it was Roy Li Karei Bifnim. It's suitable to be brought in the Beit HaMikdash. But says Rabbi Shimon, if you have something which is not suitable because it's not yet time, let's say you have a Behema whose mother was Shechted on the same day, so you're not allowed to Shecht the child, so now it's Mechusar Zman. Fine, wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Roy for the Mizbeach. If you bring it today, b'chutz, you're still going to be over on the lav, he says, because it's certainly considered to be ultimately roi l'Hashem. There's an afkamina that in order to be chayav karet, it has to be roi now.
But Lamaisa de Kedusha and Adinim are essentially the same, so by the same token. The same way you would be Osir in terms of Shkutechud, you're also going to be Chayev and Me'ila. So he's very consistent. What is the Rabbanan's Svara? I mean, after all, the Rabbanan would agree, as we saw the Gabi the Din of Maaser, which was derived from Bukhor. If you have a behemoth that's Bukhusarzman, Bukhusarzman means it still has not arrived at the eighth day. So that's Bishivat Yamin Tachati. Mom Yom Hashmini V'Ala Yiratzeh. But nonetheless, if you're taking Maaser from your stock, you put in a newly born behemoth into the deer, and it's Mitaser with all of the rest of the behemoth. Like, why? It's not right for the Mizbeach. But we learn out from Bechor that just like the Torah says, the Bechor is Kadosh at birth, even though it's certainly not Ro'i L'Mizbeach at this moment, it needs to wait till the eighth day. But you see that Kedusha is Chalana. So, I mean, if the Rabbanan agreed to that, explain to me what's the difference between that and the case over here where basically we should look at these Torim as if they're Mechusar Zman. They have not yet matured. So the same way that they're shayach to Kedusha for Maaser, so to speak, if they were animals, they should be shayach to Be'ila now as birds. I don't see what the difference is. Maishnami Mechusar Zman. And here the Rabbanan say a fascinating distinction. That there is a fundamental difference between birds and animals. What's that? That's the last thing you expected. You expected a difference between maybe immaturity or that. No, it's a difference between birds and mammals. Why is there a difference? Because there, they say, Mine dahavi abba'amum. The body, a mechusar zman, essentially has to be looked at a chisaron in the animal, which would be the equivalent of it's having a mum. For instance, let's say this animal would have had a mum. So over there, it certainly retains its kedusha because it now is worth money. So the kedusha is in terms of the damim on it, and therefore it's still now included in the dinim of Me'ila. The point is, however, that a bird doesn't have that option. A bird is either kach Hashem or it ain't anything. Why is that? Because we know there's no way to be poda bird. And that's not just a logistical question. In other words, it's not just the fact that there's no din of being a balmum on a bird. A bird doesn't have blemishes. Because as Tosafot points out, look, I mean, a bird could certainly be missing a leg, then it's a mechusar aver. But even if it's a mechusar aver, it has no pidyon in the terms of the halachas of balmum, which is where the Torah gave us the din of pidyon. Which means that fundamentally the Torah does not view the kedusha on a bird as being other than its suitability for the Mizbeach. Therefore, say the Rabbanan, you're absolutely right. In a case where you would have had a mechusar zman of a mammal, we would have agreed that there's me'ila on it. But since over here, its kedusha is defined by its immediate suitability, we hold that by birds it's not possible to say that there's me'ila when they cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Fantastic swara. So therefore, they're saying, this mechusar zman is no different than the status of a balmum. By a mammal, the balmum, which is would be a bar pidyon. So mechusar zman, of course not a bar pidyon, but it has the same kedusha that a balmum would have had. Avalhani ofot, kiman de'in mum posel ba'ofot, which as Tosfos explains, is not just the logistical way. Well, you'll never find a time when there is a mum, because you will find such a time, and nonetheless there's no pidyon. So therefore, in lofot pidyan is a given. It's a different type of kedusha. Omar ula Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kodashim shemetu yatzu mi'ilat dvar Torah. When an animal dies, it's no longer shayach to the dinim of me'ila. It all needs to be buried and then so on. And therefore, there's no me'ila on it. Yasiv ula v'karm la'shvay. So ula was saying this over. Omalei Rav Chisda said that this is absolutely crazy. Man shamat l'chala Rav Yochanan Rabcho. Who's going to pay any attention to you and what your Rebbe Rav Yochanan says? He says the most outrageous thing, and you're always going around quoting him. By the way, Rav Chisda says this quite a few times in this lashon. Or man tzayet l'chala Rav Yochanan Rab. Who's going to listen to you? Because what kind of svar is this? Kedusha shebein la'echan alcha. I don't understand. Well, because it dies, it doesn't have kedusha anymore. The status of Me'ila is defined by Kedusha. Does it have Kedusha? Do I have to make sure that it isn't used? Absolutely. So why shouldn't that be Ula? Doesn't just disappear into thin air? Says Ula, what are you talking about? Well, look at the Mishnah. If you have Torin Shiloh Yezmanan, Ubne Yonasha Avazmanan. Now these Bnei Yonah, they were perfectly usable birds. They could have been brought in the Mizbeach. They didn't even die. They're just too old to use. What's the halacha? Why don't you ask the same question on the Tana of the Mishnah? Gee, who's going to listen to the Tana? After all, Kedushash Vem Lechon Alcha. I didn't say, how did they suddenly disappear from the dinim of Me'ilah? Certainly they haven't lost their Kedusha. So clearly the dinim of Me'ilah is not bound to the question of whether they are Kodesh or not Kodesh. The dinim of Me'ilah is a question of whether they're usable or not usable. So if they're dead, they're not usable. It's certainly not going to be any less of a reason to take off Me'ilah than getting too old on these birds, on these Bnei Yonah. So I don't understand what you mean, Bichlal. Sochinami, why don't you ask on the time of the Mishnah, name of Kedusha Shabbat Melech and Halcha? How come you didn't ask there? Now there's two different Girsaot here. The Girsa, as it's written in our Gemara, is a Girsa that Tosfos tries to maintain and to explain. And what it means is basically Rav Chisda turns around and he says, well, I guess you're right. I'll have to accept that here. But it's only the din of Me'ilah. I mean, after all, I murdered you. In other words, I obviously made a mistake. Okay. And I certainly am moda that there's no real Me'ilah. I'm just saying there's Me'ilah drabon, and it's true. And I agree that the Me'ilah is actually removed in terms of the D'oraisa. So Madin al-Khadika Me'ilah drabon. Rashi has this as part of Ula's response to Rav Chisda. He doesn't have that Omar Le. Because of that, the sugya flows a lot more easily, according to Rashi, as we'll see. So he takes out the Omar Le, and he says that all this means is that Ula says to Rav Chisda, look, your taina about Kedushash ben Lehechan Halcha, I mean, you might as well ask that on the Mishnah. That's not a taina at all. Although I must agree with you, you are insisting that there's Me'ilah. There is Me'ilah. But it's only Me'ilah that I've on him, because Midiraisa, the Me'ilah went off just by Kachim Shemesu, in the same way that it went off by Bnei Yonah that got too old. So, fine. We're agreed, basically, and we don't know whether Rav Chisda admits or doesn't admit, according to the way Rashi's learning. What is troubling me, I'll tell you, is only this is, why do you say in the case of Torim Shaloi Yizmanan, that it seems rather clear that when there is Yizmanan, that then there would be Me'ilah? Right? And the only question is, according to Rabbana, then I don't understand. Because if you hold that there's no Kedusha up front, that's Mechayev Me'ilah, according to Rabbana, when is the Me'ilah Chal? Is it, it's a Me'ilah Drabonan? I mean, I understand that when you start off with a situation where something has Me'ilah, then when it loses the Me'ilah D'oraisa, the Rabbanan said, look, let's pretend that the Kedusha is still there. As I just said to you, I understand that there is Me'ilah, I'm just telling you it's not Me'ilah D'oraisa. But how about in the other case where there's no Me'ilah in the first place? According to Rabbanan, I was magdish the Torah. They're too young yet. They said that there's no din of Kedusha. So I understand. So then why do they get a din of Me'ilah afterwards? But if the Kedusha itself doesn't create Me'ilah. So what event creates Me'ilah? Now how do we make a takana to put Me'ilah on something that never had Kedusha on it in the first place? Mi'ika mide. Okay, but that doesn't change its status of Kedusha. Mi'ika needed to be Kara Lois pay Me'ilah, but so he'd pay Me'ilah. You can have something which up front doesn't have a din of Me'ilah. And then the Rabbanan or Gezer a din of Me'ilah on it afterwards. So if you want to understand, why not? Of course we have such things.
They're passing the face. Eventually they'll get
it. No, but that's the whole point that the Rabbanan holds. That we don't look at it as a passing phase, because if we look at it as a passive phase, it would be the equivalent of a Mechusis Man. It's Rabbi Shimon that says we look at it as a passing phase. But according to Rabbanan, we don't look at a passing phase. So therefore, I don't understand, at what point do we, why would we put on a me'ilah on it? Says the Gemara, I understand. It's a preferish mission. We just had exactly a case like that. The Torah says there's no din of me'ilah on dam, right? Up front, there's no din of me'ilah on dam. But because we sell the dam when it goes out to Nachal Kidron, the Rabbanan regards their me'ilah. Just like, I understand, how do they create me'ilah on something where the Torah never put me'ilah on it? Why does it bother you then? Why is this any worse than that? It starts off, the Kedusha didn't create me'ilah, fine. But now at this point I can use it. The Rabbanan said it's a me'ilah. What's bothering you? Ve'ika dam, to me'ikara let ba me'ilah, ulebesov eat ba me'ilah, ditznan dam betchila in mo'alimbo, but yatsal anachal kidron mo'alimbo. Now to explain that, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. It's not there. Of course there would have never been gozer me'ilah on something that the Torah never gave me'ilah on. You're making an assumption that there's no me'ilah dam as a given. Then you're right, the Rabbanan are not choreg. They don't move off of the din that the Torah gives. On some level, they can continue to apply beyond the point the Torah would have applied. But of course there's me'ilah b'dam. When do we say there's no me'ilah b'dam? Ki adam hu b'nefesh yechaper. When I have dam that is here suitable for using on the mizbeach to be mechaper, there's no din of me'ilah. That doesn't mean there's no din of me'ilah on dam. Suppose a person would have made a bloodletting on an animal of hegdash, would have let out dam, and then he would have been meal in the dam. There's no me'ilah on that dam. Why not? There would be me'ilah on that dam. So here too, hasanami ika me'ilah mi'kara, because after all, Amar Avun Amar Zira, HaMekiz Dam LeBehemat Kadashim Asur Ba'ana'ahu Mo'alimba. So there is a Me'ilah on Dam, Sir Rabbanan said, fine, during the period in which you can be Mechaper with this Dam, fine, it's Gzeres HaKosuv, Dam that is given for Kapora is not given for Me'ilah. Okay, but when it's finished, its Kapora goes back now, Mid Rabbanan, to the Me'ilah that it had originally while it was part of the animal, inside of the animal. That's a strange halacha, though, says the Gemara Gufa. Let's examine that a little bit. You said, Omer Avun Omer Zira, HaMekiz Dam LeBeimat Kodashim Asur Ba'ana'u Mo'alimbo. Now, Rav Amnuna asked on that from the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Chalav HaMugdashim UBeitzei Torin. You have milk of an animal that's Kodesh, or you have eggs of a bird that's Kodesh. The din over there is, Lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alim. Now, according to you, Zeira, I mean, you're claiming that the blood has me'ilah on it. Obviously, why would blood have me'ilah on it? Because it's a derivative of the animal that's kodesh. I mean, understand, the milk is not a derivative of the animal that's kodesh. An egg is not a derivative of the animal. And we see, it says, before, there is no me'ilah. So why are you saying that there is me'ilah? Oh, my way. You can't compare the two. I mean, to talk about eggs, talk about milk. I mean, an animal can live perfectly well without having milk, without having eggs, but dam is like a piece of its life. It's a piece of its body. The fact that it's liquid, it can be removed, is the same thing as saying, well, since I can remove a heart, it's not, what kind of question is that? And so therefore, since it's not mitkayem, without it, the lemet kayemet below dam, it becomes part of its actual chiyus. Avol chalav, it could certainly be mekayemet below chalav, or beitzah, it could be mekayem without a beitzah. There, lo, I never would have said that you would be moel, and that, of course, is the next Mishnah that says, b'mefurash, that you're not moel. Most of the Misharshia asks, from the din of Hazevel v'haperesh shebechatzer ein ne'anin v'ein mo'alin v'yiplu damea l'lishka. Now, the Gemara has an interesting hanacha here. The hanacha is that if you would totally strip the inside of the intestine of the animal, that it wouldn't be able to live. In other words, there needs to be some little level still of moisture that is perish, that's in the intestines. So in that sense, if what you're really saying is that all that you're saying, obviously the difference is clear, and the Gemara will make the difference, but if what you're really saying is that anything without which we wouldn't find a living animal is considered to be part of its body, so we should say that the intestinal contents should also be part of its body, and therefore you should be male. And yet it says you're not male. How do you explain that? Hochanami, why don't we say lo mekayim below perish, when an animal's not going to survive without any perish? Amrei, what's the matter with you? Maya, that's a proof. Had they perish? I understand. Perish is not part of its body, but it's an absolutely absurd question you're asking. It's not the fact that it can't live without, you're going to say, the air that's around the behemoth should be moilon because it needs the air to live. What does that have to do with it? The perish basically is food that came from the outside. You get rid of this food, you put in new food. It has nothing to do with its body other than the fact that it's being processed by its body. You're going to compare that to the dam, which is basically an organ of its body. The blood is an organ, and therefore it's the same as anything else. What?
Like honey not being part of the bee, and that's why we can eat it, because it just processes that. What does this goat say, so it's more?
Okay, I mean, it's certainly vaguely related to that. Okay, dam, that the dam is actually megufo. So over there, enough. No, it does have kedusha on it, but the kedusha that isn't mechayim meila. We've already seen it's possible for something to be kadesh. Doesn't mean that the kedusha was all for that you're not mechayim to bury it, or that you can't sell it, or so on. It just means that something which is miu'ad to the mizbeach, that is not suitable for the mizbeach, is not considered to be miyuchad in the kachasha. I must say that our president's question is well placed. And the truth is that Tosfos is tortured by this question. The Tosfos over here goes through a long discussion why it is that the Chalava Mugdashim Ubeitse Torim lo nanim velo mohalim, but he proves for many cases that it's definitely considered to be Kodesh. So why would you not have Megillah? This is the Anach. This is the Anach. It'll clear up by the time you bring the water. This is the Anach of our president as well. So Tosfos says, and he keeps repeating, so the kasha and amai ain't mayalin. So then why are you not mayal? And he's mefarish. We've been mefarish all along, according to this. V'nira lefarish lemori sheyichye. D'neyid asur mikol makom kivan deino ravui lavola mizbeach ain't mayalin. Because for me'ila, you need for something to be kachay Hashem. And this is not kachay Hashem, it's a miyuchadim l'Hashem. Since it was meant, it was given as a kedusha on Mizbeach, to be on the Mizbeach, if it isn't royal on Mizbeach, you don't call it kachay Hashem. Fine. Now, it asks the Gemara. It says over here that HaKatani lo nehanin v'lo mo'alin v'damav l'lishka misayei aleil Reb Elazar the Omar Rabbi Elazar kol makom shomru chachamim kadosh ve'ino kadosh. And all places where the chachamim said it's kodesh but it isn't completely kosher, means it's kodesh but it's not kodesh l'gavi me'ila, the halacha is yiplu damav l'lishka. It should be put into the lishka. Remember I told you that according to the Rambam, he had a girsa before, that all, back in the machlokas of what do you do with the main mi'ila. Also, in which he said the nafkamina is not l'nadova, but rather l'lishka. Now, when it's put in the lishka, it's used for tzorchei ha'ir, for the kolban, and so on. And this is a riot, the Rebbe Elazar here. Obviously it's not the same sugya. Here we're talking about are those things that are awesome in Rabbona.
The person who buys it has become chulin.
Sure, absolutely.
Once he buys it from the...
Completely.
Once he buys it from the...
Right.
It's a pigeon.
Yeah, that is going to become clear now in the next... Right now. And then the next mission, the Gemara, the next mission.
Chalav ha-mugdashim u-beitzei torin lo nehanin v'lo mo'alim.
And here's an interesting piece. Bamed varim amurim, when do we say that there is no mi'ilah on eggs and on milk? That's dafke b'kotshe mizbeach. That's only if it was given to the mizbeach. So it's not roi for the mizbeach, so therefore it isn't kotshe Hashem. Avah b'kotshe berek habayit. If, however, it would have been given to the berek habayit, higdish tarnagolet, let's say you give a chicken, a hen to the berek habayit, certainly you would be mol in it and in the beitzah. If you gave a chamora, you'd be mol in the chamora and b'chel bayit, in her milk. Because here, the initial kedusha was always a kedushat damim up front, and the me'ila was defined by the misuse of funds, not by the misuse of the guf of hegdish. Now, what's very disturbing about this is that berek habayit and mizbeach are only incidentally related to the difference between kedushat haguf and kedushat damim. We've seen this before many times. We've discussed this point. It is possible to have kedushat damim for the mizbeach. If somebody dedicates a truck to the mizbeach, what happens? The truck is sold, and the money is used to buy korbanos for kaitz mizbeach. So it's not that kachem mizbeach is ipso facto kedushat haguf. The Mishnah is very funny. What the Mishnah should have said is that when do we say that the milk and the eggs are not going to be mechayev me'ilah? When they're a derivative of an animal whose kedusha was kedushat haguf, and therefore they're not essentially the kotche Hashem, and they're not the etzem guf of this animal the way dam would have been that we discussed before. So in that case, they don't yet come into the din of kedushas domim, because their kedusha wasn't the kedushas domim; it was a derivation of kedushat haguf. But had you made it kedushat damim, then you would have been Moyel. That's all it should have said. Instead, it uses the word berek habayit instead of mizbeach, which is sort of missing the point. Ask the Gemara.
If it would mean unleash the truck to berek habayit, would be the same thing.
The same thing, but there's no real difference between mizbeach and berek habayit. It's this particular situation that's different. Ask the Gemara, you're telling me that alagabi mizbeach ki agdashar kedushat damim lo idba mi'ilah. Somebody would have given a chicken to the mizbeach. You're telling me there would not have been mi'ilah because the mizbeach only creates mi'ilah when it's roi l'mizbeach. Now, whoever heard of such a thing? Why would that be true? Why the fact that this is owned by the Department of Mizbeach Works instead of the Department of Mikdash Works, so therefore there's no din of me'ilah on value? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Omer papa chisuri mechaser. Of course, this Mishnah is chaser. What it's really telling you is this. Barachi katani. Ba'med devarim amurim, kishi yigdish kedushat haguf l'gabi mizbeach. When do we say that the milk and the eggs are not going to be mechayivu me'ilah? When they are derivations of animals that had been given to the mizbeach for use upon the mizbeach, and therefore their etzem kedusha is not defined as kedushat damim, it's defined as kedushat haguf, and indeed kedushat haguf that is not royal in mizbeach is not kotshe Hashem and will not be mechayivu me'ilah. However, had you given them to the mizbeach as kedushat damim, aval higdisho up front, you bring a bottle of milk to the mizbeach, of course you would be chayev me'ilah. And that would be na'aseh kimi, and now put it back into the Mishnah, that would be the equivalent of kedusha to the berek habayit, which is all the Mishnah is trying to say. So that in this equivalence, we understand that to make it simple for you to quantify in your mind, you recognize that whenever you give something to the berek habayit, by definition, its kedusha is the value. So to keep that in mind. Obviously, it doesn't really matter which department you're giving it to, but in order to make it simple, we say, okay, if it's kedushat mizbeach, meaning that the intent was to use it upon the mizbeach, and it is kedushat haguf, so then it has to be royal mizbeach. If, of course, it was given as kedushat, I mean, that's the equivalent of giving it to the berek habayit. So then, nasek mishi kedusha leberek habayit, in which case, just for the berek habayit, if you would have made a tarnagolet for the Berakah Bayit, obviously Mo'alim Ba'al Be'Beit Satah, you would have given a Chamura, obviously Mo'alim Ba'al Be'Chelba, and there's no difference in this between the Berakah Bayit and the Mizbeach.
What do you do with the donkey?
What do you do with it? You buy your way out of experiments in a flying saucer. These aliens are only interested in the milk of a donkey. Otherwise, they'll pick you apart molecule by molecule. Perhaps cat food. All kinds of markets on these products.
By those who haven't heard the announcement about the Yahav case,
there is a tzedakah available.
Yahav's son-in-law conducted
the needs an operation. I wonder if I can walk. At least it's somebody asked me to this. That's what it is.
Did he say?
I don't think he would. He's an accountant, you know, a man of virtue, honor,
integrity,
of law.
That's really this room.
Impossible.
And it's just kosher.
It's yours.
That was just a shliach mitzvah moment, so I didn't want to keep walking around with it.
DBS second one. DBS second disc.
I'm going to come with you if it's okay. Do you mind getting a little extra exercise this morning and walk up those horrific stairs to his house together?
Good.
Is it okay if we come up now? You want to run ahead and find the disc while I lock up? What time did you get in?
Landed this morning.